This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
Our questions today are for Ward Howitt of R&W Custom Collision. I know now that things are cooling off, a lot of people are looking to get maybe some of their big fiberglass jobs done. RVs, boats.
Yeah, RVs, boats, trailers, all that stuff. People are now looking at maybe finishing up their summer vacation series and putting their trailers and RVs and stuff to sleep or whatever, and they might have had some damage happen. Could be storms, accidents, could be SGI work, could be private work or whatever, but we do all of that kind of work at the shop there. We have the room for any size motorhome, any size trailer, doing that stuff. So the process, if it's SGI, it's simple. They take it through the claim center and bring us the sheets, and we can go ahead and order whatever needs to be repaired and done. So we get lots of questions, too, on some of these motorhomes and stuff are made of fiberglass or plastic or whatever, and are they repairable? So somebody's looking, they might have tore their bumper a little bit or even hit the side of it, and are they repairable? So those are things that they can come out. I can look at it. We can give them the estimate to repair them and get the job done, booked in and gone.
Well, is it easier to get a lot of these done? I mean, obviously, you're not using these items as much in the wintertime, but easier to get them in the wintertime?
In our shop, it's not an issue. We have the room to do that stuff, and we have the space out at our shop, too, with the yard and everything else. So those things are all easily accommodated at the shop. I guess the biggest thing about it is that people like to use them right to the last minute. So lots of times we get a big demand later, like early fall or whatever, so that people, they want to put them to sleep. They put the antifreeze in them and they want to put them to sleep for the winter. So we get a number of them at that point in time. So we do have to book them in or try to get them regulated enough so that we don't have the shops right full of everybody's motorhome or whatever it might be. So those things can happen. Just have to organize it with us.
Now, you guys can also do the complete repair. So let's say tree falls on your RV. Inside out, you can take care of it.
For sure. There's a tree falls and it gets a little bit of water damage. We would look after the whole job, whether it's, some of that stuff gets water damage the inside and we have to change some of the paneling. That stuff, we're capable of doing it at all. A trailer gets broke into and the thief steals the TVs and all that stuff. Those are things we would look after right from head to toes.
And does it have to go through insurance?
It doesn't have to. You can you have some private stuff that you're not you want to get fixed or whatever that is insurance. Again, that's something you can bring to us and we'll give you the estimate and find out what the cost is and you can decide from there.
Like I'm picturing maybe a vandalism or a break-in where it's just a lock or something needs to get fixed up.
For sure. And we've had those where they pried the door open or whatever. It might not be $700, which is most of the time, which is your deductible. So it might be less than that. So those are things that we can look after you. Rather than taking it through insurance, we can just help look after you and fix that. Give you an estimate and fix that right at the time. Yeah.
Well, there you go. If you've got questions, get a hold of Ward Howitt over at R&W Custom Collision. You can visit them on Facebook. Give a call, 763-1233, or just stop on by 5 kilometers out on Highway 3.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckbi.com.